everyone. Have you ever wondered what it's like raising kids who've always been accustomed to smartphones and tablets? Today, we're exploring the intriguing life of Generation Alpha, and I've got a specialist here to help us understand how to communicate better with these tech-savvy youngsters.
Thanks for having me. You know, what's really mind-blowing is that we're witnessing something unprecedented in human history. Generation Alpha, born between 2010 and 2024, is literally the first generation to be fully immersed in technology from birth. I mean, they were born the same year as the iPad and Instagram.
That's absolutely fascinating. So what makes them so different from previous generations?
Well, imagine being part of what we call the Great Screen Age. These kids are basically part of an unintentional global experiment where screens are their pacifiers, entertainers, and teachers, all rolled into one. What's really interesting is that by 2029, their economic footprint is expected to reach more than $5.46 trillion.
Wow, that's a huge number. But I imagine this creates some unique challenges for parents trying to communicate with their kids.
Oh, absolutely. These kids are often more comfortable expressing themselves through emojis and voice messages than traditional conversation. They're digital natives in the truest sense. They intuitively understand technology in a way that their parents, who are more like digital immigrants, might struggle with.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you finding it difficult to connect with your tech-savvy child? Wold House Books Limited presents Digital Warriors, a groundbreaking guide for parents addressing the challenges of raising children in today's era. Available now at woldhousebooks.org, this vital resource provides practical strategies for building stronger connections with your Generation Alpha child. Seize this valuable tool for modern parenting.
And we're back. You know, I've heard parents say they feel like their kids speak a completely different language sometimes.
And that's actually not far from the truth. These kids tend to communicate in shorter bursts, but with greater multimedia integration. You know what's really interesting? Many of them develop parasocial relationships with YouTube personalities before they've even mastered complex conversations with real-world peers.
That must create some unique challenges for parents. What strategies can they use to bridge this communication gap?
Well, there are three key approaches that really work. First, creating tech-free zones for meaningful conversation. Second, practicing active listening. And I mean really listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk. And third, modeling healthy digital behavior yourself.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about timing? Is there a best time to try and have these meaningful conversations?
Actually, yes. One thing we've found is that side-by-side conversations often work better than face-to-face interactions. Think car rides, walking the dog, or cooking together. These create low-pressure environments where meaningful exchanges can happen naturally.
You know, I've never thought about it that way. It's almost like we need to rethink our whole approach to communication, right?
Exactly. And here's something parents often overlook. It's okay to occasionally meet alpha children in their digital comfort zones. I mean, sending a daily joke or meme can actually become a wonderful touch point for connection.
That's fascinating. Have you found any particular challenges that seem universal among parents of Gen Alpha?
Oh, definitely. One of the biggest is finding that sweet spot between setting boundaries and avoiding rebellion. You know, alpha kids see digital spaces as extensions of their identity, so traditional restrictive approaches often backfire.
I can see how that would be tricky. What's your advice for parents struggling with this?
Well, it's really about collaboration rather than control. Create family media agreements together, involve kids in discussions about appropriate screen time, and most importantly, make sure consequences are logical and connected to the behavior.
This is all incredibly helpful information. Before we wrap up, what's your number one piece of advice for parents trying to connect with their Gen Alpha children?
Effective communication involves nurturing children who can meaningfully connect with others, regardless of the medium, even as platforms keep changing. Stay curious about their online experiences while supporting them in developing timeless communication skills, such as empathy and deep listening.
That's wonderful advice. For our listeners who want to learn more about this topic, where can they find additional resources?
You can check out waldhousebooks.org for some great resources, including our detailed guide to managing these challenges. We're really focused on helping parents build stronger connections with their Gen Alpha children.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. And to our listeners, remember, the key to connecting with Generation Alpha isn't about becoming a tech expert. It's about building bridges between their online universe and ours.
Absolutely. And thank you for initiating this important conversation. It's vital for parents to comprehend that although methods of communication may shift, the fundamental need for genuine connection stays the same.